went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we have a very special show. Thanks for joining us as we broadcast live from Capelli Sports Stadium for the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos. We're going to be hearing from members of the soccer and business communities here tonight in Rochester, pledging their support for the Rhinos to field the team in the USL in 2018. The Rhinos need to secure $1.3 million in new funding by November 30th to play next season. We're going to hear many of the comments as they happen tonight. The podium will be manned about 6:15, and we'll also be speaking with people here at the event, and also via telephone we'll have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard, as well as the host emeritus of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, plus the person who founded Professional Soccer Rochester, Charlie Sciano, will be with us. And before we bring in Joe Sirianni, I just want to, hey, we also have this other guest with us who may come on later, may not. Michael Warren Thomas from WYSL, who's heard every weekend for 5 hours. He was very generous to loan us his equipment to use for tonight's broadcast. So, Michael, thank you so much for your helping us. And now let's bring in Mr. Sirianni.
Thank you very much, Michael, and on behalf also, and welcome to this night of a special event, because it will determine the existence of soccer in Rochester. So we hope that the community at large is listening to us. We hope that the aficionado of soccer is going to make their way to Capelli Stadium, ask questions, pledge your season ticket purchase, and that's the only way that we can really help, to keep soccer at the Capelli Stadium. So please pledge to our listener, come over, buy your season tickets, and listen to what is going to happen tonight. So, Andrew, I think that this is a memorable event that we're doing with the Soccer Kick in the Grass, and I just hope that at the end of the program, everything's going to be okay for the Rhinos and for soccer in Rochester.
I hope so as well, Joe. And by the way, if you are coming down tonight, bring a food item. The Rhinos are accepting food for Food Link, and so they can make your donation of canned goods at the entrance to Capelli Sports Stadium offices. That's where we're in the office area at Capelli Sports Stadium. Let's now bring in Dick Howard, who is with us live from Toronto, to talk about the Rochester Rhinos. And Dick, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
What would have been even better is driving to Rochester, because my trips into Rochester over the years on Highway 104, then up Lake Avenue, getting my great steak sandwich at the LDR Charpit, and then some Abbott's ice cream, and then off to the game, with some of my pleasant memories. And as I say, I've been doing it, as you well know, Joe, since 1967. We've known each other all that time, and fond memories of the Lancers right the way through to the Rhinos at the present time, and just hope that the rally will rally the forces, so to speak, because I always used to regard Rochester as sort of the Green Bay of soccer, and we've seen some great games over the years, and you've been very much a part of it, Andrew and Joe, with regards to the Soccer's a Kick in the Grass.
Well, so, Dick, thank you very much for the nice accolade that you played to Soccer Kick in the Grass. Certainly, you've been one of the mainstay in the Rochester soccer history. That's why you're known as Mr. Zero. You've been a personal friend of mine. You've been a soccer friend of mine. So there's nothing much that I can say that I too share in you. I share the same thing that you share, that we are going to be able to continue doing the things that we're doing, you know, to come to Rochester, you know, share a little bit of vino and watch the game. So thank you very much, Dick, for all
that
you've done.
No, it's great. And I really feel for the Dawkins. They've done so much, the husband and wife ownership, a group with regards to the Rhinos. And Charlie Sciano, you're going to have on the show, you know, what he has done for soccer along with Pat DiNolfo and the administrative people over the years, just tremendous, you know, so much a part of it. And, of course, the present time with Pat Erkely. You know, I'm sure bleeds Rochester soccer because he's been so much involved with both the Lancers and the Rhinos. And there's so many good people that have been involved in this sport. You'd think that, you know, it would result in a steady enrollment in games. But obviously now there needs to be a response, and hopefully the rally will work that way tonight. And I hope that everything goes well with regards to it.
I'm sure, Dick, you know, we have to go back to the days of the Lancers-Toronto Metros rivalry, but the Rhinos had a big rivalry with the Toronto Lynx for many early of their seasons, and even the Eastern Conference Final in the A-League between Rochester and Toronto. So I know the people in Toronto, I know they have obviously Toronto FC, they're going to be ready for the big game coming up this week against Columbus, but I know that I'm sure there's plenty of people in Toronto who want to see the Rochester franchise continue.
Exactly, and as you rightly mentioned, it's a great rivalry, and certainly Toronto now is building up for the big game tomorrow against Columbus Crew, and hopefully things will go well there. But as you say, it's when you look back at 1967, 50 years of you know, professional soccer in various forms. Yes, there were years where there was no teams, but there's always that blood, and people like Soccer Sam with the indoor team, and you know, it's my hope and prayer that things will go well with regards to raising the funds, because there's a lot of good people that have been involved over the years, and certainly if I won the lottery, I'd put in a few hundred thousand dollars.
Well, so, Dick, you know, believe it or not, that's what Andrew and I said before. If we win the lotto, the first thing that we'll do, we'll just come running to the stadium and find the worker and say, everything's okay now. So if God blesses us with some success and some love, I guess, we are committed to this game. Whether we win the lot or not, we are still committed to the game, and we're still committed to the Rochester community and soccer in general.
Absolutely.
No, it's great. And as I say, I just wish I could clone a Joe Siriani, because you've been so great over the years, Joe, with regards to your ability both on and off the field, running on the field to treat injuries, to off the field, your continuous involvement. And the reunions, we've had the two reunions with regards to the Lancers, have been tremendous events, you know, seeing and meeting up with Carlos Mertedieri and all former players. It's been great, and it shows that there's the interest. And I'm sure that the general public are now being made aware of the fact that, you know, this really is a unique place for soccer, and over the years has been very successful.
Well, certainly, Dick, we appreciate everything that you have done, and not only for our show, but for soccer in general. You have created a lot of friendship in Rochester, people that follow you, know you, and love you, and certainly we hope that you're going to be able to make those trips again, and we thank you very much for all that you do for us as well.
My pleasure, guys. As I say, I want to be continuing those trips. I don't want it to be the end of an era, and certainly my best wishes go to all of you, and I hope you have a great couple of hours, and there's a really positive response. Keep the ball rolling in Rochester.
Thank you very much.
Certainly will, Dick. And before we let you go, you know, this Friday obviously is a big event in soccer, the World Cup draw in Russia, 10 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. What do you anticipate we're going to be seeing on Friday?
Well, I'm just still devastated. As Joey said, there's no Italy and there's no USA in the tournament. thankfully England are in the tournament. Hopefully they'll get a good draw, and it will be a positive success, and I'm sure it will be. But it's going to be exciting times leading up to Russia 2018.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, thank you so much. We'll have you back on next Monday in our regular time, and we'll talk about the World Cup draw and the final week of the Champions League in Europe. So thanks again, and we appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Have a great evening, guys. Regards to all my friends in Rochester.
Ciao.
Thanks, Dick.
Ciao, Dick.
It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass live from Toronto. We are broadcasting live from Capelli Sports Stadium tonight, the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos. We will be having about 6:15. They'll be starting the festivities. Before we go to our first break, though, we want to mention a note I received from one of our good friends, one of the ladies who helped us with the Lancers reunions over the past years, Jean Hedges. And Jean was able to make it, but she did send me a note saying that she's been a fan of soccer since 1969 and has seen the sport grow incredibly since then. Back in when she was younger, there was no rec leagues, there was no youth soccer. Soccer was played in gym. And because of the Lancers and the Rhinos and all their outreach, the game has blossomed and developed. And we have facilities like the great facilities like Total Sports Experience and Doug Miller Family Sports Park, and all those were because of professional soccer, the Rochester Rhinos, in recent years. And it's important that we get more people to support the Rhinos. It would be very sad to lose another soccer team in Rochester. Like we lost the Rochester Lancers, the Rochester Flash, the Western New York Flash, the Indoor Rochester Lancers. And Joe, I mean, it would be terrible if this team went away completely. I mean, there's options of potentially taking a year off, which we're going to see what happens over the next couple of days.
And one of the things that I want to mention, that most of those teams won championship in Rochester. You know, the Royal basketball team that was here, the Lancer won a championship, the Flash won championship, the indoor Lancers won championship. And the Rhinos right now, they won a lot of championship. And it is a shame that we are at the point that we are right now. And all because people really are not reaching in their pocket. They think that they can stay home and watch soccer on TV, which is not the same. I know the soccer, Rochester Rhino soccer is not the Premier League or the Serie A. But that's what we have. That's what the city offers. That's what everything that we do today is geared to make the team better for the future. And the only way they can do it, that's money involved. People have to attend in order to help the Rhino meet the expenses that goes with having a team.
That's right. And we're going to hear from a lot of different people tonight talking about just that. We're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we'll go to the podium here at Capelli Sports Stadium. We'll hear from the ownership of the Rhinos, David and Wendy Dworkin, their opening comments and some of the early comments from the people who are here tonight. The place is filling up. A lot of people going to want to speak. So we'll be back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass live from the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
SalvatoresPizza.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarageDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Live tonight from Capelli Sports Stadium, the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redchard, Sirianni will be on the air till 8 p.m. tonight covering the entire event. If you still have time to come down to the stadium, it's a beautiful night in Rochester, nice and warm, don't have to worry about snow or anything like that. The open mic will be starting in just a couple minutes. We'll go right to that when it kicks off. Again, if you're coming down, bring a can of food to donate to FoodLink. The Rhinos are accepting those. And also, the Rhinos pop-up merchandise store and ticket offices are open now to place season ticket deposits for 2018. And the Rhinos senior staff are also on site to discuss corporate sponsorship opportunities. So if you own a business out there and you're listening to this, here's your chance to support local professional sports in Rochester for the quality of life in our city. This team has given so much to this city. The reason why Rochester is known in the United States these days, many of the reasons is because of the Rhinos. There's no more Kodak, there's no more Xerox as it was. And the sports world knows Rochester because of the Rhinos and the success this team has had. So we're just bringing David and Wendy Dworkin out to a packed house here at Capelli Sports Stadium. Let's go live now to the podium and the Chief Business Officer for the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Washoe.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Capelli Sports Stadium. Welcome to the home of the Rochester Rhinos. My name is Mark Washoe. I'm the Chief Business Officer for the Rhinos organization. We appreciate your attendance. We appreciate the media coming, all the fans, and all the support we've received since our announcement a few weeks ago. So just want to make a few brief announcements about the format for this evening. It's meant to be casual and informal, where we had a more formalized press conference, as most of you know, a couple of weeks back. Our team owners, David and Wendy Dworkin, are kind enough to be here tonight. And they don't have all night to spend. They probably won't stay to the end of the program, but they did offer to come, make a few opening statements, because I know some people are wondering what's going on and, you know, what our status is and kind of where we are since we made our community appeal. They will fill you in on that. And then we're going to start inviting people up to make comments, positive comments about the support of the Rhinos and what the Rhinos organization means to you, as well as if you want to ask a question or two of David and Wendy, you will have an opportunity to do that. So that will be the format. Scott will be helping, Scott Miller will be helping get people up here to the podium to ask a question or make a comment once we get to that segment. But we'll start first with... David, do you want to come up here, please? And or Wendy, do you want to... Wendy, come on up, because we have to go from here, because this is where the mics are. So we'll start with Wendy Dworkin.
Thank you.
So first of all,
I wanted to thank everyone for being here and for all of your support. I've seen many of you here many times before and appreciate it. Secondly, you probably, if you watch news or read news, may be a little tired of me, so I won't make a big opening statement, and I will let everyone start pretty much in with their questions. I just want to say to everyone, we're not where we want to be, but I really appreciate all the wonderful emails, texts, and all the communications I've had for everyone encouraging us. Did you want to say anything?
I guess. I certainly would echo what Wendy said. The most comforting and the greatest highlights of our 2 years have been the support from the fans and the support from those folks that come up to us at every match when we're pouring beer, saying hello at the tickets, doing whatever we're doing. It's those things that matter to us, and we certainly appreciate it, and we're here to talk and hear and say what we can. As Mark mentioned, my dad's in the hospital, so I won't be here the whole time. He's been there for a bit, and we've got some issues there. So I'm here. We're here for now. But if I leave, it's not because of anything other than I've got to go be a son. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, David. All right. So if you would like to start forming a little mini line here, don't be shy. This is your chance to say a few words. We appreciate it. We'd like to keep the remarks to a minute or two. Scott and I went to a Visit Rochester meeting about a week ago, and they actually had a similar format, and it actually went really smooth. So we're hopeful that we can trend tonight in the same manner. So, all right, state your name, and you want to go first? Hey, thank you. Come on up. Please just look here, because that's where the cameras are.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any Rhino fans here tonight? You may remember this one. Rochester!
Rhino!
Rochester!
Rhino!
Let me hear it again. Rochester!
Rhino!
All right. I'm 67 years old, recently retired. I've been a season ticket holder for the last 23 years and hope that that's going to continue for a long time to come. Tonight is my wife and I, it's our 37th anniversary, but she implored me to come down here because she knows how passionate I am, and my children as well, who couldn't make it tonight because two of them live in Buffalo and come up to a lot of the games as well. But I just wanted to say that we got to keep the Rhinos, and in case anybody here are the deep-pocketed corporate potential saviors, or people from the government who might help us out with the hotel tax money. But if you don't want to see a grown man cry, save the Rhinos.
Hi, my name's Ed Ailes, and I'm proud of the fact that I was the president of the Rochester Lancer Booster Club. And I worked very hard to try to keep them in Rochester, and I'm glad that I have another opportunity to help the other owners and fans keeping the Rhinos in Rochester. With the Rhinos Booster Club, we brought it up to about 2,000 members, and we went to a lot of the different towns, and we worked very close with the Lancers. And I'm hoping that we could form another booster club this year. And the key is to ask what we could do for the club rather than what the club can do for us. You know, we're fortunate to have them here, and I'm hoping to help, and I'm hoping there's others that want to help. I only went to two or three games, but I purchased season tickets already, and during the year, I'm going to try to ask as many other people to come and purchase tickets. So I think we're all in this together, and the key is, as I said, what can we do for the Rhinos? Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you'd like to come up and ask a question or have a comment, please seat, form a line next to Scott. Thank you.
Come on up, sir. What was your name?
Spencer.
Spencer, thank you.
Hi.
There you go. Please go near the mic, too.
Okay.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh,
excellent. So I've been coming to Rhinos games more than half my life because I've been coming to them for all 20 years. And I just want to say that really, for me, I look at the city of Rochester and the Rochester Rhinos as interchangeable. And I look in the neighborhood where we are right now, and I look at the houses that have been built over the last 10 years, and I come to these games with my dad, who's sitting back there, and now with my girlfriend, who's also back there, and I look at the progress, and I really view them as interchangeable, and I think we really need to just look at what the Rhinos have given to the city and give back as well. And so I'm looking at the media. Talk about the games. Talk about them before they happen. Mention that the game is happening this Friday. Mention the score. Mention the weather. Mention the fans. Mention the promotional deals. And this is to the ownership as well. Just be out there. I think you are doing this, but continue. Do it more. Get the posters that have the players' faces on them. I think about my childhood, and I remember all the names. I remember Lennon Steenkamp and Doug Miller and Tommy Tanner and Yari Allnut. And I remember the way the commentators said those names. And right now, I think I can name a few players, but honestly, the community doesn't know who players are. And again, right back to the media, talk about the games. I think there's a demand for it out there, but the fans need to know. They need to see posters. They need to hear it in English and in Spanish. It has to be out there, because for me, the idea of the Rhinos not being here just like really breaks my heart. Thank you.
So I'll respond to that briefly. David and I, thanks to Mark Washoe, agreed to go on, try and do a little mini media tour at the very beginning of the season to introduce ourselves to the sportscasters, and that actually proved to be effective, building a personal relationship. And I also want to thank Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, because they are the sponsor that helped us create the player trading cards this year. To do just what you had suggested, get into the hands of youth trading cards with the players' names, faces, and some cute facts about them, so the community would feel a sense of connection to the players. And we also sent out the players to adopt some local youth soccer teams as coaches to give them tips on the field to help build those personal relationships. So we hear you on that. Only so many days in the season, and try to do our best on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. By the way, the Excellus Live Fearless player cards are in the back, so we might bring some out so you can take them with you as well.
For sure.
Okay, we can keep moving a little bit. So, Andy, you up next? Thank you.
Please go to the podium.
Thank you.
Yep,
no problem. You may know my voice, but you may not know me by face. I'm Andrew Battisti, and right now we're broadcasting this event live on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, thanks to WYSL's generosity, and we're broadcasting worldwide on the internet as well. So I'm a native Rochesterian. I watched my first soccer match with my father in his old Italian barber shop, and it was the Rochester Lancers and the Washington Darts in the NASL championship game. That's how far back I go. 1970, that's right. So it shows how old I am. I have seen some of the greatest players in the world come through this city, both back in the NASL days and with the Rochester Rhinos. We had Carlos Valderrama played right here in Rochester because of the Rochester Rhinos, one of the most well-known players in the world. I've seen four professional soccer teams go under. The Lancers, the Rochester Flash of the American Soccer League, the Western New York Flash moved away, and the Indoor Lancers folded. It would be a shame if this team did not exist for so many reasons. People around the country who are sports fans know about Rochester because of the Rhinos, because we won the U.S. Open Cup and we have beaten so many MLS teams. And I've had the opportunity to be a fan of this team, to cover this team as a reporter and do play-by-play and actually work for the Rhinos in 2015 when they lost just one game all year. No pro team in soccer history in the United States has ever done that. We did it right here in 2015. So I just want to say, anything you need from us, Wendy, myself, and Joe's going to speak in a second, you have it. And we appreciate all you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. We'd like to bring Eric up next. Thank you, Eric.
Hey,
Hey, nice to see you all out here supporting the Rhinos. I love coming down here. They're fun to watch. It's a great, I have a great time when I come down here. I'm just come down here to support the team and everybody here. So I just hate to see the Rhinos go. I hope they stay. I hope they get this thing worked out. It's good to see everybody out.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Joe Sirianni, and many of you probably know me from the beginning to the end. I've been with the Lancer in the beginning. I've been with the Flash, and I almost made it with the Rhinos, but my wife was sick and I couldn't do it as a trainer. And I can tell you that, first of all, I want to pay a compliment to the people sitting on the podium. I know. Because I've been involved with the management in the past, and not this management, but throughout soccer in my career. I got involved in soccer in 1964, 65, and with the Italian American Sports Club, and then we went to the American Soccer League, then we went to the North American Soccer League, and I know what it took for soccer to make those events. I consider myself to somewhat a pioneer, because I was there from the beginning. And I can tell you that the people that are making soccer go in this community is not only the people that own the team, but it's the people that attend the games and pay the ticket to make things work. Nobody, no business gets any money unless people buy their goods or get their support or place their support. Right now, we got Christmas coming. Why can every one of you buy a season ticket for your favorite person or your kids or whatever you want to do? 100 tickets, 100 season tickets, instead of buying a gift, instead of buying a little toy, instead of buying a shirt for your parents or whatever, buy a season ticket. That's what makes this organization go. Please, I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, well, you know, this and that. There is, you know, I collected, Charlie Shot and I collect 40,000 tickets when we were at the Red Wing Stadium, and the Red Wing Stadium didn't want us there because we were ruining the field. So we started a petition, and we stood in front of every game that we had over there, and we got petition. We gave it to the politician, and we built the stadium that's over here. Little they knew that it was in a contaminated thing, and they had to do what they had to do. They put it on stilts. But the whole thing is this: if you really look at it, and if you guys are following a soccer, you know really what it takes to keep a soccer team alive. It takes season tickets. It takes people in the community supporting it. It takes having no fear. Unfortunately, the perception that people got, you know, of Capelli Stadium now, it's really wrong. Nobody has really ever kidnapped over there. Nobody got killed there. And for people not to come to the stadium because they got a fear, there is police, there is death, there's all kind of stuff. So please, again, I implore you, I beg you, buy season tickets. Don't buy gift. Get the season tickets, because they will help. Thank you very much, and again, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. It's words from Joe Sirianni, our host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we're going to take a quick break now. We'll come back with more from the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos here at Capelli Sports Stadium here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, special edition on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL 1040.com.
Your
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Have a blue Christmas without you.
Bob D'Angelo, the engineer extraordinaire, always picks out the best music, and it will certainly be a blue Christmas without the Rochester Rhinos if the team, something happens to the team. This is Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. We both had our turn at the podium in the last segment. Joe, there were some very heartfelt words.
Well, it's certainly, you know, Andrew, it's a momentous event right now. It just determines life and death. And, you know, we got to do what we're trying to do, what is possible to help this this organization stay alive. I know that there is a commitment. I know that there is a lot of things that need to be done. But, you know, at the ultimate, it's not up only to the owners, but it's up to the community as well. I looked around over there. I don't see no city official over here. I don't see no county official over here. Why aren't they here? I mean, the taxpayer of Rochester community, deserve more than what they're given. We are the soccer people. We are the people that, along with all the other sports, are doing the things that are relevant to keep Rochester in the limelight. So why aren't they there?
We're going to go to the podium now. Soccer Sam is going to be speaking.
Okay, we'll see. All right, thank you. Thanks, Sam.
30 seconds. Right. David, Wendy, thank you so much for what you've done the last couple of years to keep soccer alive in Rochester.
All I can say is that we have three buildings in Rochester that are sports venues, and we need to support them. As a sponsor of sports teams in town, I urge all the big companies out there, all the big sponsors, all the people that believe in Rochester and believe that our city is more important than Buffalo and more important than Syracuse, to please come out and support this family that has worked really hard. My wife and I, one of my first dates with her, I took her to a Lancer game, and I didn't have the money to get in, so she hopped the fence with me, and I'm not kidding you. And when she hopped the fence, I knew it was forever, man. So that's how much I love soccer. Soccer means so much to me. This building was a huge part of my first life, and I just hope that sponsors out there come out and support. The big guys. Yeah, I know you're out there. I hope you come out and support this team and this great family. And thank you for everyone that's here to help the Dworkins. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank. Hey, Frank, how are yours?
I am looking around for, if I could see Mr. Gent. Mr. Gent, who put the stadium in the middle of the city and lost 3/4 of the fence. Instead of putting in an Ambrose Road, we got plenty of parking place, plenty of place. We got all the expressways going around. And we don't have to worry about it. Where, how do we get midnight after the game, go home? Otherwise, me and my wife, season ticket holders, back in the 1968 Lancers. Sorry, she couldn't be here, she's sick. She told me, said, go ahead, I'll be okay. But tell how you feel. I love the Rhinos. We were in every game. We had 4 season ticket holders until my kids went away for Florida and Connecticut. So please help the Rhinos. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go a few more minutes. So what was your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian, thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to say thanks. I've been a season ticket holder since 1995, 96. There from the beginning. Love the Rhinos, bleed green. Every time I bring my kids to the games, they have an awesome time, and they just can't wait to come back the next time. So I think our family would be crushed if the Rhinos weren't there for the summer. So I was wondering, is there anything, the corporation I work for, I've been talking to individuals there, promoting. I throughout the summer, I promote the Rhinos. I'm giving, when I can't attend a game, I give my ticket to somebody so they can, feel the same about them. So is there anything that, I'm already an existing season ticket holder, but ways that we can make our voice felt to the city, to the county, to, somehow get some power behind this, hotel tax where we get our fair share, meaning you guys get your fair share. Is there things that we can do in addition?
So, first of all, I feel your frustration.
Me too.
I will say I am pleasantly surprised at how many fans have not only contacted David and I, but copied us in on emails that they've sent to government officials and corporations. I don't know if those people have gatekeepers and the emails are read, but I assume someone, an admin, I'm sure they've gotten through to a few CEOs. So we appreciate it. It makes us feel like we're not in this all by ourselves. I can tell you our front office and David and I personally for the past 2 years have really put our life outside of soccer, including our kids, on hold. doing the best that we could to reach out to all the appropriate stakeholders, be it government stakeholders, the corporate community, and individuals and groups, because in this market, groups and corporate hospitality and corporate support is very, very important with a 13,000-seat stadium. I don't know what else the general public could do other than help spread the word. I wish I had this type of media attention all year round for positive things, but that'll be yet to be seen.
I think what I would add to that, two things. First, you can continue to ask questions. Mm-hmm. So whether we're playing in 2018 or we're not playing in 2018 and we're playing at some future date here, the questions are the same. The questions will always remain. And irrespective of how November 30th ends, we're not done. I mean, this facility is not just about the Rhinos. It is today, certainly, but this facility does so many things that it allows for charities to come in. It helps the neighborhood, and the Rhinos are the linchpin to that piece. And there is no good answer that I've heard from anyone who controls the hotel motel tax as to why. And asking the question and continuing to ask the question and other people here asking the question, at some point, we're going to have to get an answer. And if the answer makes sense, then we can determine what that means. But thus far, as someone has said to me multiple times, well, what's a fair share? And I don't know how it's determined, but what I do know is zero is not a fair share. So if my share was something above zero, then we can have a conversation about what share is fair, but zero isn't fair. And as Wendy and I have both said more than once, we can talk about lots of things after December 1st, because if we're playing in 2018, there's all great conversations we can have, but we've got to get to that point. And on the hotel taxes, I may have said this once somewhere else, but I tried to do some math, and the hotel tax, and I'll just talk very briefly about it, because am I allotted 2 minutes? I don't know what the rule is on that one. It's a hotel tax. It's an occupancy tax, but it's a tax for people that are using hotels that generally aren't here. And from what I can deduce, if I've done the math right, and I've said this, I think, publicly, I know I said it to Wendy, perhaps publicly, to the extent that the hotel tax, instead of being 6%, were 6.5%, I believe that came out to something like 70 cents a room night. And if that 70 cents a room night were allocated, if you will, to us, it's $720,000 plus or minus. I don't know all the numbers. I kind of did them somewhat back of a napkin. But again, I'm not advocating raising it. But what I am advocating, as I said, is something above zero is fair. And I don't know why that is. And I guess the long-winded answer to your question is, keep asking the questions, because we've asked the questions to all the people that should know the answers, and we're not comfortable with our answers yet. So perhaps when people that are more than just the two of us ask the questions, the answer may be either different, it may be enhanced, or at least it'll be a public answer.
Well, we're going to go away from the podium for a moment, as we have a special guest here at the desk with us, the one and the only purveyor of Salvatore's Pizza and many other great Rochester businesses and personalities, Mr. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, who is here on his wedding anniversary to come and support the Rhinos. How appropriate, Sam.
It's really important to be here right now. And I just think, you know, my plea is to all the business owners in this city. There's so many big companies that support teams outside of our city. We need to support teams in our city. And if we don't support them, they're going to be gone. And in this case, you have a stadium and a team that you could lose. And, I know Buffalo's important to a lot of people, and Syracuse is important to a lot of people, but number one should be our city. So I hope after today that someone comes big, a big sponsor comes up and says, you know, I want to do the naming rights. I want to be the jersey sponsor. I want to help these guys stay in Rochester. There's more kids playing organized soccer in this community than all the other sports combined. So I urge everyone out there to spread the word and help these guys. Thank you for having me, guys.
Sam, just I won't let you go without asking you. Certainly, having you as a friend of soccer, it's been a thing that I remember right from the beginning. I knew when you were a little kid, and now I know you when you're a big kid, and you're doing well. My thing is that your love for soccer has been always prominent and imperative in your way of life. And I compliment you because you're here today to support an organization that you believed in. And I think that the future of soccer rests with an allegiance between you and them, because you have the know-how to promote. So I hope that they come to a culmination one of these days.
Well, I think, you know, this is an important lesson for all of us in this community, and I'm one of them. That maybe I didn't show enough support, and I should have maybe come out earlier to help, and I didn't. And now I realize that we're so close to losing, it's so important to help. So we spend so much money in my company and other forms of media, and we will continue to support this show, obviously. But we need to find ways to support all the sports teams, too, because we lose them. I have three grandkids now. I want to be able to take them to a soccer game or baseball game or a lacrosse game. And you know, we saw the lacrosse team leave last week. We saw the soccer team, the women's team leave. We can't lose any more teams. But thank you again for having me. And I love listening to your show every week. And thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary to you.
She's the woman behind the man, and actually in front of the man, probably.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what they say, Sam? A good woman makes a man great.
Thanks, Sam.
I got lucky. Thank you.
It's Soccer Sam, of course, a sponsor of our show with Salvatore's Pizza for many, many years. We're going to take a quick break here on the Rec Rally for the Rhinos here at Capelli Sports Stadium. We'll be back with more here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, a special edition of our show tonight. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. There's Joe, who's walking back in from the meeting room here at Capelli Sports Stadium. And Rocky just came in, the Rocky Parada, the voice of the Rochester Rhinos PA. And By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is a special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass this Tuesday, thanks to the generosity of WYSL. We are broadcasting live from the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos here at Capella Sports Stadium and doing our part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester in 2018. At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Charlie Schiano. Michael Lewis will be coming on in the second hour. We'll be here till 8 p.m. tonight. And, Joe, I know that Bob Turgut, our good friend, the Turkish Connection, just let a rip-roar go and put the podium.
Heart. I mean, he just almost, he got emotional. I got emotional. I mean, it's just one of those things that when you leave soccer and when you really believe in something and when you really think that, it's just like watching somebody die. And all of a sudden you decide how much that means to you. And there's nothing you can do about it other than just say, get the doctor, give him some medicine. That's just the way it is right now. We're looking for somebody to give life to this team. And, like I said on the air, right now it's Christmas time. Instead of buying a shirt for your relative, buy a season ticket. Show support for this organization.
Absolutely.
And, the season tickets, that are like a couple hundred bucks. And they got all sort of discounts. They got all sort of things.
You get 17 matches. I mean, there's going to be 17 home matches next year in the league. And you also get a Rhinos jersey as well, plus other perks with certain packages. So, again, 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. Or come down to the stadium. They can buy tickets tonight during this event.
It's Christmas. Right now, we are 3 weeks away from Christmas. Everybody going to go shopping. Just stay in the house. Make a call to the Rhinos, buy a season tickets.
Absolutely.
And it goes for a good cause. If you buy a shirt for somebody, they're going to put it in a drawer and then they forget about it. Or if you buy a toy for your kids, it's better, especially if your kids are playing soccer, buy them a season ticket so they can come and look.
Especially the kids who are, if you are a parent and your children play soccer, there is no better way to learn the game than to come to a live match. And not just to watch individual players, which is great to see that skill, because obviously we don't have Lionel Messi here, we don't have Cristiano Ronaldo who can work magic with the ball, but what you don't see on television, when you watch the entire field and you see the formation, how the defense works together and how the midfield connects with the forwards, you can't see that in a television broadcast because they don't show the whole field. You're locally in a stadium in the second division of United States Professional Soccer. Some of the longest running teams in the United States are playing in the USL. The Richmond Kickers, the Charleston Battery, the Rhinos, the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Harrisburg, who's now Penn FC. They just renamed themselves. But these teams are quality teams with a lot of great young talent, talent that's going to be in MLS someday. You can't get that from just practicing and doing drills and running sprints. And you need to learn the game. And how do you learn the game is to watch it live.
Yeah. And there is another thing that it's important to bring up right now. How this soccer came to Rochester. It was the Italian American Sports Club. It was the American Soccer League. It was the North American Soccer League. And those people that formed those teams, they reached into their pockets. I think it's important that you remember or listen and know the soccer came to Rochester via people that believed in it, people that put their money forward, and also people that came and watched the greatest soccer in the world play at the Aguana Stadium. We won championship. We're a championship city.
The Rhinos have five trophies, five stars on their jersey. There aren't many teams in the world that can say that. Four league titles and the U.S. Open Cup in 1999.
And it would be sad not to have a team in Rochester. I mean, what the politicians are going to say? Oh, well, they're going to destroy the stadium. They're going to put it some other place.
Yeah, what's going to happen to this? Well, the stadium will still be here, we hope. I hope certain politicians who run the city are listening, that the stadium should not be torn down. People are saying, one of the things people said, Joe, is that this would be a great venue for country music concerts. And the people who go to country music concerts, they don't have any qualms about coming down to the stadium. It could be used for so many different things. We're going to go back to the podium just for a couple minutes. as Wendy and David are going back to the podium here.
Expected to find myself in this position. I was always kind of the studious one as a kid, a little quiet, you know, feisty, but you know, never one to go out front. And when I met David at Syracuse, it was great because I didn't have to really talk that much. David did enough talking for the two of us. So it was perfect. So for the past 2 years, it's been a very interesting thing for me. I'm a lawyer by education, as some of you know, but I was always kind of the quiet one. You know, I'd kind of write my thing, I'd give it off to him, he'd say it, make it his own, and all was well in the world. And then came along this soccer team, and I remember Alec Papadakis had said to me, he's president of the USL, you realize you've just kissed that life goodbye. And I didn't think he was really serious, or I didn't put much stock in it, and he really was. And for all the ways soccer has made an upheaval of my life in the past 2 years, and I said this to one of our former employees today, one of the greatest things about it is some of the people that have come into my life. I've met people that I never would have had interaction with. I've met people from not only all over Rochester, but other owners in the USL, and that's actually been the good experience. The good experience has been working with Charles Settlement House and seeing how sports team can actually make a difference in the area. A good experience was when Habitat for Humanity did their frame up in our parking lots. A good experience is learning about FoodLink, and even though I had volunteered there, I didn't realize that they had to buy some of the food that they actually give out, and that they actually have fresh food, not just canned food. And I actually learned more about my community because of a sports team. And I've said this so many times, I hope you're not sick of hearing it, but in one sense, as beautiful as the game of soccer is, some of the least important things about it are the players running around in the field. It's what the players running around on the field allow a team and an entire organization to do for its community. That's why the Rhinos matter. It matters because of the people we've brought in, it's the people we employ. It's from the small food vendors to the people that walk to work for the concession stands. And hey, while you're at it, you get to watch some good soccer. So whatever happens November 30th, I thank everyone for the support that you have given us, for people that have welcomed not just David and I, but our kids into their lives, who've watched them while I do interviews. I've really learned a lot. I've met a lot of people. There were some things that weren't so great, but I'm glad I did it.
Now we'll hear from David Dworkin in just a moment.
Just one last thing, I'm sorry, but women can do that. If it doesn't turn the way we want it November 30th, please know it was not for a lack of trying. Not just on David and I's part, all of our staff. We have given it our all.
I'm supposed to be the talkative one.
Lots for words.
Yes, well, There's so much of what she said is true, and the people in this room realize that it is more than a game, and yes, soccer is certainly a critical piece of it, and it touches lives in so many different ways. And we've heard people, you're wearing your sweater. I mean, the things that, that soccer does and the memories you have, those are memories that you keep forever. And as everyone knows, nothing's a waste that makes a memory. And those memories are important. And what Wendy didn't mention, which is true, is it's also the former players. And I don't have my glasses on, so I can only see a little bit, but I did see his bald head. And I know I'm not one to talk about that, but the former players have been wonderful. And they've embraced us. We've been so pleased to not only interact with them, but so many of them have called Rochester home. They came here to play the game of soccer. They've stayed here. They've raised their families. They've helped advance the game of soccer for our community. And we have tried, and we've done everything possible that we could do, and we're not done by any means. I mean, we're going to continue to do what we can. Our staff is awesome, and Mark, that was well stated, of course. But at the end of the day, we've been very fortunate as well. And as much as this isn't what we expected when we had our initial announcement, we do feel that we've been blessed to be part of this very historic franchise. And our hope and expectation remains the same. I'm always the glasses half full.
WYSL Avon Rochester.
As I said earlier, we have to keep asking the questions. And hopefully this evening, it's therapeutic for me, certainly, but also there are people listening here that realize that this matters, and it matters a lot to a lot of people. We've talked to people that live in this neighborhood how to use a credit card machine, and they've never had a job before. And I remember the first person that came for the job interview, we had our job forum, if you will, and one kid shows up 15 minutes early. And I looked at him, and I remember someone once saying 90% of the job is showing up. And I said, "You're here early." He said, "It's my first job." He said, "I'm so excited." He's like, I couldn't wait to be here." And the next year, it's good stuff. So I can't be as eloquent as Wendy. We've now both cried at different press conferences. I at the last one with Pat, and Wendy at this one. But it shows you our passion. It shows you how important this is to us as it is to you. And from the bottom of our heart, we thank you for everything that you've done for this team, both during the 2 years that we've owned it and all the years prior. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. All right. Did everybody need to see you? Okay, we said we were going to be here until 8, so I guess our staff, we're going to keep going if you guys want to keep going a little bit. So, Nancy, come on up. You're not going to get away. Come on. You're fine. Short and sweet.
1990, the player took off his shirt and gave this to me. 1999. And his hat. And that was the year that we did take the championship, too. I don't know if any of you remember Sedgwick.
I do. Yes.
Wonderful guy.
One of the long-running Rhinos season ticket holders speaking. Now we're going to get David and Wendy to work on it in just a moment.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to switching our headphones around a little bit, getting that prepared. But David and Wendy are going to join us for just a couple of minutes.
Anybody else want to make a few last remarks or comments? Or yes, do you want to?
So, okay, let's.
Okay. So where do we
let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have David and Wendy Dworkin here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andy Battisti and Joe Ed Sirianni here live from Capella Sports Stadium, the Rock United Rally for the Rhinos. And joining us now are the owners of the Rochester Rhinos, David and Wendy Dworkin. Thank you both for coming on for a couple minutes.
No problem.
It's been an emotional evening, obviously.
Very draining.
I understand. Believe me, it's a lot of things have been said. There's a lot of very passionate people here tonight, people who are longtime soccer fans and people who just started following the Rhinos recently. And Wendy, I know this is it's been a tough couple of weeks, and the very, like you said, the staff has just done an incredible job.
It's a very emotional time because at the end of the day, there are a lot, besides the game of soccer, there are people depending on David and I for the ability to earn a living and care for their own families. So it's emotional on many levels. It's a historic franchise, and we take caretaking for it very seriously, and you don't want anything bad to happen to it on our watch.
David, first of all, let me say that I hope it all goes well with your father.
Thank you.
I know that you're probably more stressed about your father than you are about this, and I understand the feeling. But my question to you is this: as I said before, it's just like we're dealing with somebody that is ill, and it's begging for life right now. We look for a doctor to come. Is there, in your opinion, is there the possibility that in a short period of time we're going to be able to get that doctor?
I think anything's possible. I mean, as I said, I'm a glass half full person. And, you know, to my mind, if there very well could be a company CEO right now that's listening to this, there could be someone from the municipality listening to this saying, what are we doing? Why aren't we? Look at all these people that actually care. Look what this team has done. Look at how it's touched so many people. So I think it's possible. I mean, I'm not going to give up. I mean, certainly from my vantage point, I think that's what this was about. This is a rally for people to express to them what the Rhinos mean to them. And a few people here have made their thoughts known. And I think to the extent that we're able to do that, then yeah, it's very possible. I mean, it's possible if all of a sudden we get a support, whether it's season tickets or corporate or jersey or the hotel tax. It's really possible, certainly.
Well, certainly I would think that, as I said at the podium right there, Christmas is coming, and I'm asking all our listeners, instead of buying a shirt, buy a season tickets. Buy two, because above
all, it's a great idea.
Buy it for your kids.
Absolutely.
Because the kids can come over here and learn from the pros. So I just, what we do for Christmas becomes sometimes stupid, because we buy presents and they go in a drawer.
Yep.
And nobody wears a shirt.
Well, you get ours for 17 times.
Absolutely. But, you know, my hope and my prayers is that there's somebody in municipality, whether it's the Rhino, whether it's the management of the county, the management of the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a product over here that brings glory and to Rochester. It's always been like that. You know, fortunately for me or unfortunately, I have lived there. I know what you do. I've been with the owners when there was no money to pay the players. I've been there. We made a sacrifice. I, we we bought the very minimum. We did everything. But at the end of the day, it is people like you and Wendy that took a chance. And right now you need to get the rewards, and the city has to respond. Somebody has to respond, because
we're running out of time. I mean, as they say in the NFL draft, we're on the clock, and we only have so much time. And our hope is that there are people that are listening and understand it, and they step forward.
Well, we hope the same.
By the way, Rocky Parada is speaking right now. That's why it's very loud. Everybody's very happy to hear from Rocky, one of the gentlemen who is synonymous with Rochester soccer and Rochester sports. And Wendy, I want to ask you. Wendy's listening to Rocky. I want to ask you, has the league been involved at all in what's going on here with the team at this point?
Well, they certainly, it's a storied franchise, and they monitor the situation. But as a league, you know, they really can't get involved in local issues. Right. But they're certainly supportive and have been a wonderful sounding board. And I've used them as a sounding board, and they're good counsel, so to speak, about how to proceed. And they've come here extensively to train staff, and really they have spent a lot of time in Rochester trying to help us right the ship.
Far more than probably any other city in the country. I mean, they've had executives that have lived here for a month, literally, while they just helped us get things done. So they've been very supportive.
The market baffles them, too.
Yeah, I mean, they look at other cities. I mean, where a brand-new franchise sells 2,000 season tickets. And, you know, here we are trying to a franchise that's 20-plus years old, and we're just trying to get to 2,500, and we've been around this long. And it does baffle them. It defies logic.
Since all this has been announced, has there been a demand more for tickets?
Oh, sure. We've sold a lot more tickets. We're not at our $2,500 goal, but we're definitely selling more tickets, and we're definitely making progress. It's just, again, if we had more support, then that's what we're looking for, and that's our sustainable model. I mean, that's part of what we put together. People have asked, well, if we help you now, what happens next year? Well, this model is sustainable. You start filling the stadium, all of a sudden you have atmosphere. Now you don't have 17 people next to you that, you know, there's nobody next to you. All of a sudden there's people next to you. Advertisers say, wow, there's 6,000 people in the stadium. I mean, these are the things that start that snowball effect, but you have to start somewhere, and that was sort of our model for sustainability.
I just wanted to clear something for me from my head, because sometimes, you know, I come up with stupid ideas. But is there a possibility that because people see that we at the end of the game and nobody wants to step forward, say, well, they're going to be going anyway, so
no. I guess I should say this. We've talked to people who thought we weren't serious, that, well, you guys will just keep doing it. Well, we can't keep doing it. We need help. And we need support, and we've made that clear. And we've had people that we've spoken to that believe that and understand how serious this is. So I wouldn't say that people are sitting back and saying, well, they're going to leave anyway. People are stepping up. As I said to one of the companies that we're talking to now for some meaningful support, give us the support. If it turns out that we don't play next year, then it doesn't cost you anything, but you can go out in the forefront and say, hey, we were here to support this team. I'm sorry they're not playing. And if we do, then guess what? You're in the forefront supporting us when we need you most. Either way, it's a win for you. So that's kind of been our pitch to everyone. And if we don't play in 2018, then obviously the goal is to have people understand what that means and how can we become more sustainable. So I think that there is, to my mind, a fair amount of people that are not sitting on the sidelines. Now, there's some that are sitting on the sidelines for totally different reasons. They're just not supporting us, and that's a different story.
And I know that both of you have to leave, but thank you so much for all you have done. I mean,
thanks for having us on all season.
This franchise wouldn't exist without the two of you. I mean, we could have been gone in 2015 after we had that historic season, which would have been terrible.
Bizarre.
And you guys stepped in. And Dave, wish you all the best with your dad. And hopefully next week's show we'll have some good news to share with everybody.
Let's hope. Thank you guys for everything.
Thanks for everything you've done for the 2 years.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
Thank you.
It's David and Wendy Dworkin, the owners of the Rochester Rhinos. We'll take a quick break. We'll be joined by Charlie Schiano, the former owner of the Rochester Lancers, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Yeah.
local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Siriani live from Capelli Sports Stadium, the Rock United rally for the Rhinos. They're done at the podium, but we're going to have some guests from the crowd, including Rocky Parada, the PA voice of the Rhinos, will be joining us. Michael Lewis will be on as well. But Joe, right now, without this gentleman, we wouldn't have professional soccer at Rochester.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I call him the guy, the father of soccer in Rochester. So, Charlie, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. The original, you were the original. So, welcome. There's been an emotional night over here at Capelli Stadium. Are you there, Charlie, first of all? You're not there.
I'm here.
There he is.
Oh, you're there. Go.
I'm not listening. Hearing you guys too well, though.
Oh, okay. I speak a little louder. Can you hear me now?
Very slight. I can hear you very slight.
Okay, Charlie, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, the original program that you started. And thank you very much for being part of it. We had an emotional session over here tonight. A lot of people. The hall was completely full. And a lot of people spoke about the Rhinos, the Lancers, our team, our original team, and how we came about. Certainly, you are the one that was the key to bring soccer in Rochester. So How do you view this situation right now?
Well, a little louder, guys, because it's not coming through too well.
Hey, Charlie, we're going to find out if you can hear me. Tell us about your perspective of what's going on with the Rhinos right now.
Really, fellas, I really, the line is terrible. But let me just say...
Okay, we'll come back to Charlie Shiano in just a couple moments. We'll get the technical difficulties worked out. But right now, sitting with us at the desk is a gentleman who's, again, whose voice you may know. You may not know him by face, but you certainly know his voice. He's the voice of so many sports teams in Rochester on the PA, including the Rhinos, Rocky Parada. And Rocky, you had a stem winder out on the podium tonight.
And that was not intended. I came down here just to be part of the gathering and to see the support, to feel the support in person that this team has, and impressive, and it was beautiful to see. As I apologize for not being here from the start to hear all the comments, just, you know, what I did hear was inspiring to me anyway.
It was inspiring to me as well, and dangerous, because I think that Rocky, I've known your voice, I've known you personally, for all the years that with the Rhinos, of course, and prior to that as well.
Yes,
you are one that lived everything about soccer. Okay, tell us why is it that we are in the situation that we are.
There's a lot of factors. There's a lot of minutia that goes into what has led to where we are. I don't think we're in a position here tonight to place blame, but there's a lot of factors. And our dear friend Soccer Sam always brings up some good factors. The opportunity to give somebody an excuse to sit on their couch and watch a sporting event on their 60-inch television, the smartphone, has made it easy to not be in attendance at a sporting event, whether it's our sporting event here or the hockey game down the road or the football game in Cincinnati or something along those lines. There's a lot of different things that have led into the situations that a sports community faces. And the Rhinos, hi, Wendy. Wendy and David, good to see you guys. Thank you both. I haven't had a chance to really talk to you guys, but thank you both for everything. It's beautiful to see them here and to thank them for everything they've done. But there's a lot of different things that have gone into it. And you can say, you know, the facility that we sit in could be part of it. I don't know. I've never experienced the things that some people say that go on around here. I've never experienced it coming in 2 hours before and leaving 2 hours after. I've sat in the stands for different events, and there's really, it's a beautiful place to watch an event. My beautiful wife and I here, we've watched the drum corps sitting in the stands going on, or whether it's, I pop in to see Aquinas play my alma mater, play football. It's a beautiful facility to watch an event. So again, there's a lot of minutiae in the background that's gone into causing what has happened with if you want to go into attendance or whatnot, but this is a viable operation. It really is. And we see it tonight with these people that are here. The community, and Andrew, you know my opinion when it comes to the coverage in the sports page on the TV. My opinion is, and I may get in trouble for saying this, when the name of the city is in your moniker, there is responsibility is a big word, but you have that on you. And not only because an entity will spend money with your operation to put information out, whether it's radio, TV, newspaper, print, you have a responsibility of being the Rochester whatever you want to put after that. And it shouldn't matter if Wendy's buying the bottom of the front page or buying a full page ad in the middle. There should be coverage. It is irresponsible to open the paper on a Sunday morning and see Friday's scores and no mention, not even a mention of the scores from Saturday. So I think that's played a lot into it. And our friend... Mr. DeVeronica is probably not going to like hearing that, but I think that that hurts.
No, it's it, and again, no. Just to Jeff's defense, Jeff has nothing to do.
No, no, I know that. That. No, I know that. No,
the newspaper industry has its own issues. But Rocky, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
You go to all the events because you do PA for all the different teams in Rochester. Is what's happening with the Rhinos a singular event, or is all of Rochester sports teams struggling right now to have attendance like they used to have a number of years ago?
I think it's system-wide. I don't believe it's just the Rhinos, although it's very defined here because things – the Rhinos are a different animal than, right, say, the Amherst or even the Razor Sharks. The Rhinos, not only are they a sports team, they also have the facility – that they are responsible for, where the other entities have facilities that they play in that they basically pay in rent.
And they have support from parent club besides that.
In the case of the hockey team, correct.
And
the lacrosse team doesn't, but
baseball does.
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, they pay the salaries.
Right. Yes.
That's what I meant.
But they don't have a parent team.
Yeah.
You know, that would supply players, much like the Red Wings do.
Yeah.
Again, you're kind of comparing apples and oranges in that situation.
Right.
But I believe it's system-wide, and I believe technology pays a lot into that. Kids are different. When Andrew and I and Michael, when we were kids, it was different. We went to sporting events. There wasn't a day in the summertime that my baseball glove wasn't hanging off my handlebars out looking for a ball game. Or out kicking the ball around in the street, or throwing the ball around, go up to Maplewood Park.
Street tennis was a big one.
We did everything. We played full swing baseball in the street. Okay, I can't tell you how many windows we played soccer in the street, football up at Maplewood Park in the Rose Garden, and how many times did we get thrown out of there? I don't think you see that as much today.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
for sure.
So the getting the younger generation into it isn't there. And you got to go to break real quick, but I just wanted to mention this. One thing that we have here with this, the kids who are out at Frontier Field are now the guys that were our age when we were going.
Exactly.
And they have kids. Are they taking their kids to these games?
Some of them don't. A lot of them don't.
Exactly. And I think that's where the change is.
Rocky, thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us on the show.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the time and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rocky.
That's Rocky Parada, the PA voice of numerous teams in Rochester, including the Rhinos. Let's now go back to Charlie Schiano on a much better phone connection. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right.
Very good. We had a good connection.
Technology is a wonderful thing.
First of all, as I started to say, thank you very much for this show, because without you, we would not have this show. And thank you very much for your expertise in soccer, that we're going to ask you why this is happening in Rochester, that there is no fan base, or the fan base has eroded. What do you think?
Well, Joel, you know, to be perfectly honest, I think you've got to earn the fan base. And I think that's really important. You've got to earn the fan base. And I don't want to be highly critical of the operation, but I remember when we started in 67, we had Nelson Bergamo, and we had Frank Ferricchio. And these are people who the soccer fans knew. And we had some German players from the German-American club. And they knew who these players were, and they wanted to come out and see them play. And then as we developed the franchise, we brought in the Carlos Lancieri's and Charlie Mitchell, and we sent them out to the schools with Dick Howard to teach soccer at the gym classes. And we sent them out to the fields. And there were very few soccer fields then, back in 67, 68, 69. But we developed a relationship with the media and with the schools and with the youth. So they knew who Davey Thompson was, who Charlie Mitchell was, Carlos Mazzieri, Peter Shorts. We brought these people in, and the media took notice of these guys. And it took time to develop this program, but we did. And you've got to develop players who people want to come and see. And then you want to develop opponents who people want to see come in, and we can beat the heck out of them. So, you know, whenever we played the Toronto team, we had a massive good crowd. We had New York Cosmos even before Pelé. We'd always get 5,000 or 6,000 because they came in with some very good players, even without Pelé. But then Pelé, of course, it was we had the name. So you gotta have, you gotta create heroes. You gotta create heroes who are out there who kids want to come and see. And you know, from Vinatieri, Stojanovic, I can tell you, or all the great scorers that the Lancers had. I can keep Prati, I can keep on going, and even the last few years, the great little soccer player from Toronto who could hit the ball 90 miles an hour, Pat Erkley, who was the battery, you know, the rabbit battery, it never stops going. Pat would run for 180 minutes a 90-minute game. But people love these guys. So, you know, it's just not the name. It's the players who make the game and who want the media then covers them. And so you've got to have players that people recognize and opponents they love to hate. I hate to be a preacher now, but if you ask my thoughts, this is why you don't see the energy and the vitality that should be a part of this beautiful game of ours. And I guess I'm being a little critical of the operation, but if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer.
Well, Charlie,
I'm proud of what they tried to keep going, but I think that their method was not really that important. I don't think it's important what type of food you serve at the game, but what type of players and product you put on the field. Whether you win or lose, if you're out there showing a good effort, I think that's critical. And as you know, don't let me go on forever, I was always an offensive-minded manager, always wanted the team not to play the Epinacho and the steel line. I wanted them to go out there and attack. And I think that's what the fans want to see. They don't want to see a long ball going from one end of the field to the other and then the ball coming back like a tennis match. They want to see creativity and beauty. They want to see Eskos out there fighting for the ball. They want to see some of the great midfielders that the Lancers and the people that coming in had who would be creative and energetic. And I can go on forever, but these are just some of the thoughts. And I even mentioned some of the other great Brazilian players that we brought in. Well, some of the great Italian players. I even mentioned the Gulf of Guard.
I know it's tough, Charlie, because you're in a situation where you're in a second division, which is different than the NASL was. But just real quick, I want to ask you, when the Lancers in 1980 had to close their doors, how similar is it to what's going on here with the Rhinos?
Well, our opposition was that we were in partnerships with multimillionaires, and we grew too fast without a television contract. And you can play Andy across the continent. You can't forget about across the continent. We had a team in Hawaii. I mean, no other professional league, basketball, baseball, hockey, ever had a team in Hawaii. Even baseball, great baseball, never had a team. We had a team in Hawaii. So we were playing across the continent, and it costs money to travel and broadcast and bring staff and do the job across the continent. And I think one of our problems was, and I was always the one who was saying, we got to go a little slower. Maybe we don't go to Hawaii this year. Maybe we wait another year. And, maybe we just play on the East Coast, then the champions of the East play the champions of the West, just so we could conserve. But it just got out of hand because then everybody wanted to bring in superstars. And we had, players in Los Angeles with the great Dutch player. And we had all these other players coming in from South America. And it became a situation where we just couldn't afford to continue operations because we couldn't compete at that level. And then when we went out, so did Portland and a couple of other teams. It was three of us that left the league at that time.
Right.
So that's because we just got too big too fast.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate all of your time on the show and the show itself. It wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I know we're all together in one thing. We want this team to stay here. We want to see a vibrant Rochester Rhinos, a professional soccer Rochester. And it's your legacy, and we appreciate you being on the show as always. Thanks so much.
Listen, take care, guys.
Thanks, Charlie. Charlie Schiano here on Soccer is the King in the Grass. We'll take our final break. We'll go to Michael Lewis, and we'll finish things up here from the Capelli Sports Stadium here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from Capelli Sports Stadium. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us now from New York is the purveyor of FrontRowSoccer.com, Michael Lewis. Michael, how's it going in New York?
Very well, thank you. I just want to let you know I have been listening to virtually the entire show up until now. So great job by the Rochester soccer fans and by you two gentlemen as well, too. Very informative and an emotional night as well.
Mike, you could not believe the people, the strength of the conversation that the people had over here, and it's heartwarming. And I just hope that somewhere, somehow, somebody that with Mucho Moneta is going to step forward and say, "Okay, we're going to put my name, we're going to put our company name on the jersey." And then, you know, there is the opportunity for people to buy season tickets for Christmas. And, you know, I keep on repeating that because I want the people that listen to our show to take that in consideration, to buy season tickets. They will be a plus. There's been, according to what they say, there's been a very good approach and demand for the radio, for the season tickets. And I think that it's a step in the right direction. We just need more people, that's all.
I just hope there are some people doing some negotiations or doing some thinking right now that are in the background, because as we all know, there are only a couple of days left. And I know the Dworkins are not going to give their hand either way at this juncture, but I'm hoping that there will be a Rochester Rhinos team in 2018. I have no... I don't have a dog in the fight, as they say, per se, but as someone who started his professional writing career in Rochester, covering the Rochester Lancers. Lived there for 10 years. I still have many friends in the area, particularly in the beautiful game, as it turns out. Well, that should not be surprising. But, you know, my heart goes out for everyone in the Rochester soccer community who's trying to save this team. I remember when the Lancers went out of business after the 1980 season, they fought the North American Soccer League. The NASL was trying to push them out while Charlie Shiano and Pat Denolfo tried to keep the team alive. That was a different situation then compared to today, where the team owners are trying to convince the city of Rochester to keep the team alive. I'm oversimplifying things. There's a lot of complex things in the background that we don't know about, but I just hope, you know, for the soccer fans in Rochester that the Rhinos will come back. It would be a crying shame for a city that has such a great soccer history, going back to the Italian-American Sport Club winning the National Amateur Cup crown in 1963, the Lancers, of course, winning their NASL title in 1970, the Rhinos winning their 5 championships, the Western New York Flash doing so well, winning the title in 2016, and the indoor Rochester Lancers, who might be back next year. But you know, that's a great soccer history, and you just don't want to see any team go belly up at all. I forgot about the Rochester Flash too, that were around for 3 seasons in the 1980s. I apologize for that.
I worked for that. Like I mentioned, I worked for the Rhinos in 2015. I actually worked for the Rochester Flash in 1984 and got a chance to see Ajax of Amsterdam. But those are long gone days. And like I said, Michael, we don't want to lose this team. And we'll see what happens. But I know we have a lot. We have a few more people we're going to get to tonight. But next week we'll have a regular segment back on. We'll talk about the MLS Cup, which will be coming up on next Saturday. Next Saturday is the MLS Cup final, which will be either in Toronto or Columbus. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But Michael, thanks for being with us, and we'll certainly be watching on FrontRowSoccer.com for all the latest information.
You're welcome, and thanks for letting me have my soliloquy there. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we're going to bring in another gentleman who has been a part of our show and the banner. If you come to Capelli Sports Stadium, the banner you see on the field for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is because of this gentleman here, Lou Reinwald, who sits next to Joe and right behind the bench and has been a soccer fan in Rochester for how many years, Lou?
Oh, well, back in the 70s with the Lancers.
So you and I are about the same.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
I'm so glad I came tonight because to hear the passion and some of the speakers and the owners, it's just incredible. And, of course, we're all crossing our fingers that they will be back next season.
Well, certainly, Lou, you and I sat over there and we analyzed the game and we said the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then as we part, when we win, you know, we part is happy. When we lose, we say, well, geez, I don't know what happened. So we certainly have a camaraderie and stuff like that. But from your point of view and all the people that you talk to, because, you know, you're a guy that everybody likes over there, what do you really think that the Rhino or the city should do right now? You know, the fans, the whole thing of Rochester. In your opinion, what do you think should be done?
Well, the fans are coming forward, but I also think maybe a lot of the fans that sit behind us, they're kind of on the fence post right now. Don't want to put up their money. If the team stays, they'll buy their tickets, you know. I'm afraid of that. But
yeah, that's unfortunate.
It
because
is.
Because you got to show your support. I mean,
absolutely.
One thing we don't want to see have happened is what happened to a number of the other teams that I mentioned when I talked earlier at the podium. I mean, we've seen teams come and teams go in this city not just in soccer and other sports as well. But how many people remember the Rochester Griffins, who used to play box lacrosse at the War Memorial back in the 70s? Yeah. That team was around for 2 years. We had the Rochester Raiders indoor soccer, indoor football team. They're long gone. We had the Rochester Zeniths, actually broadcast to the Rochester Zeniths when I was in college. So, I mean, it's up to the community, not just the fans, but the business community. They've got to step up as well.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of big businesses out there in Rochester and a lot of money. And comparable to other sports, you know, soccer is a bargain. It really is.
And not only that, but we got so many companies that we got the Wegmans, we got Xerox, we got everybody that you can get paycheck. There are so many companies that they advertise in another city, or they get involved in another city. But that happened to us with the original Lancer, Kodak, of all the things. They used to support the New York Cosmo, but they didn't support the Lancer,
right.
The local Lancer.
Right.
So there was, and then of course I blame the newspaper too. We had the newspaper plays a big part in this in this community. Very seldom they cover, even with all respect to Jeff Dervonica, he was coined to all the game. Then all of a sudden, you don't see him anymore. Maybe
again,
that's because it was not his job.
His boss, he has a boss, and boss tells you what to do.
Yeah, so, but,
you had a boss once named Charlie Schiano. He told you what to do.
No, the point is this. I think that writers, the city of Rochester, the Democrat and Chronicle, and the TV stations, they need an obligation to help this, to expose this sport, this community, and this organization to the fans. Mm-hmm. Because if you watch sport, they're talking about Buffalo Bills. They're not talking about us. Why do I care about Buffalo Bills?
Who are they? Never heard of them.
Yeah.
That's that sport that's dying now. There's all those
that's
empty
a disgrace.
Anyway.
I think that they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I was glad to see today on the radio, TV, it was everywhere about this.
That's
gathering
good.
Tonight, so that was good.
I had some family things to take care of. I'm glad that there's been some the word got out, and obviously it was a packed house here today. And Lou, you were here. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Guys.
Thank you for all you've done for our show.
Thanks.
Yep. And Lou's going to hand the headset over to Mark Washoe, the chief business officer of the Rochester Rhinos, who is here injured. He's playing with an injury right now. What happened?
Actually, the other kind of football, flag football, with a bunch of teenagers. So, anyway, so much for that.
Obviously, this was a big event. There's a lot. The place was packed. Everybody was very passionate. But what does it do for
tomorrow
and Thursday? I mean, obviously, the fans are a big part of it, and they're showing their support. But there's the two other components as well that was brought up, the business and then the government side.
Most certainly. I mean, I think tonight proved to your all's point that the community does care, that, fans care, soccer people care. There were business leaders here. I mean, we had a lot of season tickets just tonight, which was incredible. And you don't know. I mean, the media coverage tonight and word getting out about the rally and what fans said and what the club means to them and the community around it. You never know what a reaction that can get. And I've been with sports teams. I mentioned it when I was speaking just a little bit earlier today, that in the 11th hour, just when you think that everything doesn't look like it's going to come together, stranger things have happened. So, and there's still a lot of options on the table. So a lot of things could still play out.
So you for all intended purpose, you optimistic that at the end the results are going to be on the positive?
I'm optimistic that one thing you could say, and you've heard it here tonight, David and Wendy Dworkin are doing this for all the right reasons. Myself and all of our front office staff, we're all doing this for the right reasons, trying to make a vibrant soccer community care about us and become more relevant again. So I'm optimistic that even if the outcome in the short term doesn't go the right way, that I mean, soccer's not going anywhere, right? It's growing all over the country. The millennials are flocking to stadiums. Look at the growth of MLS. I mean, even the growth of USL, expansion markets, and packed stadiums all around the country. So this is a big soccer market, and I think there's going to be a future here, regardless, ultimately, because you're not going to keep this sport away. It's the world sport,
yep.
So it's not going to stay away. So even if it's short term goes away, I feel like. It's not going to stay away forever. It's not, no question about it.
The league is going to have upwards of 34 teams next year.
Absolutely.
It's growing like leaps and bounds, especially with the other league potentially going under. Who knows what's going to happen. But from a business, we've talked about the government side. I mean, government does what government does. But from a business perspective, has there been any movement on naming rights for the stadium and the jersey sponsorships?
We've gotten inquiries, no question about it. And we've had, in the last 18 months, the last two seasons, companies come forward, and we've had a lot of meetings. But it's like everything else. You got to find the right partner, willing to put the right financial resources into it. And then not only the financial resource, but then what are the, you know, the activations that go with it, right? So it's about finding the right partner, and sometimes that's what's tougher in a shorter window, is to find partners that are committed and can commit in a quick fashion. But also, beyond the financial commitment, what else can they do from a marketing and promotional perspective? And so we'll see. We've been trying to track some other folks down the last couple of days, and the jersey is absolutely one of those things that, you know, people are most interested in, especially if you're doing business out of Rochester, because your brand goes wherever our team goes.
Exactly.
And we play up and down the East Coast. And
we play in some of the biggest cities in the United States. We can play in New York City, New York Red Bull. So we play in Toronto. We play in Tampa, Orlando, North Carolina. Two teams in North Carolina now. I mean, these are big cities. Nashville, you know, Tennessee, which is one of the biggest, fastest growing cities in the United States. They're starting in the league this coming season.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's big for all your businesses out there. This is a chance to expose your business to all up and down the East Coast and into Canada as well, with Toronto and Ottawa. So this is your chance. Go 454-KICK. Give Mark a call. I'm sure he'd love to talk to you if you want to spend some money with a great return on your investment.
Yes.
With the Rochester Rhinos. Obviously, because we mentioned the government. Is there any movement at all on the hotel motel getting the percentage raised?
I think you heard David mention it tonight, that there's been a lot of questions asked, and not all the questions have gotten answers. So, and I think it's more than just us now asking the questions. So that's good. Like anything that we try to do, whether it's tickets or media coverage or more corporate support, we can only do so much with our staff that we have here. You need other people to be advocates for us, and that has been happening. We're you know, Company A, like we mentioned, Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield tonight, tells Company B that they really enjoy their affiliation with us, and that becomes a new relationship, you know, for the club. Same thing with U Soccer. I mean, Ronda Quit U Soccer said great things about us at the RDYSL meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we literally had 10 different soccer clubs buy season tickets in the last week.
That's great.
So that's them telling other people in their same world that they enjoy the benefit and the affiliation with the Rhino. So we can tell people that, but we need other people to say. Same thing with the media, right? When the community is so, when the citizens and the corporate leaders start saying, you know, start asking the same questions we are, then maybe that gets a different reaction. So we're still hopeful that maybe we're going to get an answer and get a reaction in a positive way.
And like you said, you've been in sports for a long time. A lot of things happen at the last minute in sports. So,
absolutely true.
Right? I mean, literally down to the last minute.
I will say Abby Wambach was on the team that I'm referencing from Rochester, New York, and I was very proud that we were both from this city when we were both down in the Washington Market. And no, not kidding you, it was a Sunday night at midnight. I got the phone call, and we were supposed to shut down on the Monday. And we literally dragged it out another 3 weeks, and the team got saved. So that's why I said stranger things can happen.
Yeah.
And for that matter, until it's the final whistle, as the saying goes, we're gonna keep going at it.
It's not over till the fat lady sings. It's referencing my wife's business.
And maybe we'll get some extra time. We don't know. We'll see. Hopefully. We're hopeful, right?
We need some injury time.
Yeah, we need some injury time. Yeah. Maybe my finger will help.
Where's the magic spray, Joe?
We're praying for the magic spray right now. Well, we are the magic spray, so.
Mark, thank you so much for all you did and been putting this event on. It was a great event, and the popcorn was delicious.
Oh, thank you. And thank you. We appreciate you guys coming here, broadcasting live. You guys have been supporting soccer since the beginning, and what you guys do is amazing. So I wish you all continued success too. It's been a pleasure to have got opportunities to speak with you in this forum.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Washo, the chief soccer officer of the Rochester Rhinos, and we're just about ending the show here. We got to say our goodbyes, I think.
Yep.
But we want to thank a lot of people. First of all, again, Michael Warren Thomas. We didn't have a chance to get Michael on the air, but you can hear him weekends here on WYSL in the mornings with all of his great programming. We've loaded us the equipment for tonight's show. Also, Soccer Sam was with us tonight, Rocky Parada, the Dworkins, Mark Washo, all the Rhinos staff. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. Next Monday, we'll have an answer one way or the other, we think. You know, we never know if there's extra time. But we'll be back on regular programming next Monday, 6:30, with myself, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. 6:30 next Monday here on Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.